Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests are Jay Smith and Graham Howerton with the FEI Group, formerly known as Floor Expo. Guys, how you doing?
Great. Doing well, thank you.
All right, good. Just last week, you had your big meeting down at the Lowe's in Atlanta. I was able to come down briefly with the first part of it. For those people that may not be familiar, you're actually a very large group of flooring contractors that focus on the builder market and the multifamily market. You used to be known as Floor Expo. You changed your name when you diversified and added a line of cabinet contractors. Jay, why don't you talk a little bit about the health of the group?
You know, we operate in a couple of segments and have been pretty hard hit. Our focus is on builder and multifamily. We'd be remiss if we didn't touch on those. Those have been tough segments to work in.
Right.
That said, and you were there, our group in general is healthy. We're adding members. Our members that we have their cost position in line to survive and even thrive in today's marketplace. And certainly we're looking forward to what we believe will be a brighter future in these two segments as well. So the health of the group is good. Our members year over year are up in terms of total members that we have in the group. So that's a positive indicator of that. And you saw it, is guys are staying upbeat and positive, and when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and that's kind of what we have going on at Floor Expo.
Yeah, well, you know, I think your attendance was good. One of the key things that some people may not realize is that you are the more successful. If you look at our top 100 dealer list that we do every year in November, about a third of the people on that list that are doing well over $20 million and up are FEI members or Floor Expo members. It's a very successful group. I think you made a comment last week that when it comes to flooring and housing, you guys touch about 25% of all floors installed in new home construction, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. And when you said earlier we're a big organization, we think of it as almost like a boutique club with a small number of total member companies, but having a very large footprint and a big impact on the marketplace.
Yeah. Well, I meant magnitude and of importance in moving dollars of flooring, not necessarily in count. Membership.
Yeah, and on that point, you're spot on.
Yeah, right. Well, you've just had them together. What were some of the key takeaways? What is their expectations for almost at 2011? How are things looking for the future?
I guess you take a look at the message that we brought to conference this year. Look at that message and how we tried to involve all the members in the discussion. And it's just simply related to staying positive. Mm-hmm. Focus on improving those things that you can control. And don't worry about the things that you can't. You know, our guys have been pleased with the fact that they're flat versus last year, and they feel like we've made it through this worst of this mess. We're still here. We can begin to see a little light at the end of the tunnel. Our businesses are sized right. We're ready to grow when the time is here, whether it's fast growth or slow growth. So, you know, we tried to have positive discussions and getting prepared for what's coming ahead and have everybody understand in the group, you made it. You know, there's still challenging times ahead. There's no doubt about that. But those of you that are here have made it. So what do we do to prepare for the upturn whenever that comes?
Right. You've survived the decline, and now you just got to hang in there until we see the growth on the other side. Graham, that was you just talking, and I know your focus is on the multifamily side. Talk a little bit about occupancy rates and what's going on the multifamily side. Because, you know, a lot of people think that when the economy softens and people are floor closed on, they move over into the apartment area, when actually the fact is that occupancy rates are still very low, aren't they?
Yeah, they're low. Against historic numbers, occupancy rates are a little low, meaning that vacancy rates, of course, are a little higher than any of them would like to be. Now, that's a national look at things. You're still hit hard in certain markets around the country when you look at Arizona and California and Las Vegas, Detroit, places like that. Maybe they've been hit a little more significantly than other markets. But job growth, if you look at that, is at least one of the very important factors that drives the health of the multifamily market segment. You know, that piece of the puzzle, which is very important, hasn't been very positive lately, as everyone knows. So without new job growth, people aren't moving city to city renting new apartments. So you've seen that. You've also seen when occupancy rates are a little low, that has a negative impact on rent revenue for all of these property management companies. So if rent revenue is down and you've got units sitting vacant, you know, it's not good for sort of the cash health of that market segment, if you will. And, of course, that has a way of trickling down to flooring. So that's kind of a picture of it today and maybe last year. However, it is encouraging that our customers are talking about growing. It's encouraging that our customers are talking about starting new projects in select markets around the country. There's data that suggests that things are looking better for this segment as you get into 2011 and 2012. So we're going to gear up and be ready for that however it comes at us.
When you look at the multifamily side, there's basically two things that can happen that would result in a flooring purchase. You either have new construction or you have tenants that are moving out, and so you're updating the space. And you told me before we started this interview that actually one of the big problems is some of the big developers are having funding issues around trying to build new apartments, even though they know that the long-range demand for apartments is going to be big, isn't it?
It is. You know, the truth is there's been an investment capital pulled out of the marketplace. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to get large-scale capital projects started because the financing just isn't there. The good thing is that so many of these national management companies and owners do have cash on hand. They do have cash reserves. They have purchased land in years past that they've just been holding until the timing is right. So you look at the Carolinas and Washington, D.C., and maybe a few spots in Texas, upper Midwest. Now some of these companies are looking to 2011 as maybe the right time to start some of these new projects because they see everything that's coming. You know, the foreclosure process, and everybody's seen this in the news, has just takes so long. It's so complicated. The truth is, a lot of people who've been foreclosed, or the foreclosure process started even a year ago, are still in their homes.
Yeah.
There is some belief, though, that obviously that's going to all come to an head, especially as you see some of the foreclosure numbers recently. So there'll be people coming back into the rental community. Also, you know, there's a lot of folks, at least short-term, who may be a little scared off from buying a new home at this point.
Right.
Or, same thing goes, not being able to get financing. So all those factors are important when we look at multifamily segment moving forward.
And another long-range factor is, used to be a man would or a woman would get a job and keep a job for a long time, and it would make sense to go in and buy a property. Now the loyalty within the employment companies is less, and you start to see people in their career might have 15 jobs. And so it may, I think Europe maybe started this trend, but you just might see in the long range more renters than you have owners. And are those some statistics that you're tracking?
We are. We look to a couple of different sources for statistics just like that. Mm-hmm. There's a professor out of the University of Utah that studied this last year and wrote a great report. The National Apartment Association, of course, puts forward data and editorials to sort of that point in the direction you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of the things that it really sort of boils down to. People do not want to be limited in their professional career by their investment in a home. They don't want to have to turn down a promotion to move to another city because they can't sell their home. They're stuck in a home that they're upside down on.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been a significant issue in the American marketplace today. So that is certainly, especially for younger professionals, a consideration who are working on their, you know, trying to move up in the corporate world. They don't want to miss a job opportunity, a promotion opportunity, because they can't sell their home.
All right, Jay, what about on the single-family builder side? These foreclosures are obviously adding more existing inventory. It's probably going to be some while before we see a lot of new construction, even though on Floor Daily last, I think it was Monday, we talked about the fact that the builder consensus has gone up just a little bit.
Yeah, I agree on both points. It probably is going to be a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
We did have, I think folks did have the best few months and several years this spring.
Right.
We did have a bump there. You know, obviously the housing credit had an impact on that, but, you know, just about everybody was talking about how their spring was very nice. It did go away a bit after that, no doubt about it, but, you know, we'll take it where we can get it. We're not sure when it's going to come back, Kemp, but what we are banking on is that we haven't built homes in any significant quantities in a very long time, and that it will come back, and it will come back within the next couple of years. And that's what everybody's counting on. But I would say this, there's kind of a new feeling here, and that is I'm dealing with what the cards I have in my hand right now. I'm going to play these cards the best way I know how to play them. I'm going to diversify my business. I'm going to do more with less. I'm going to go add new customers. I'm going to sell those customers more things. that's sort of the mindset that both we're sort of preaching now and our members are practicing in the streets today.
The number of new homes being built is about one-fourth what it was from the peak. Is that right?
Yeah, and it, for a while it came off. It was down, you know, pushing 75-80%. They bumped up a little bit, but, yeah, we were up, you know, 1.2 million just on the single-family side, and now what, high fours or five? I'd say peak to trough is more like 80.
Another thing that's going to bode well, I think, for Floor Expo on the single-family side is you guys have the relationships with those big builder companies. And as, you know, the small builders have lost their funding, they were paying from the sale of one to fund the next one, a lot of those people have gone out of the business. And so you're actually, I think, as things start to recover, those top 10 or 15 builder companies are really probably going to be doing more of the units because the smaller guys have been forced out of the business. Is that right?
I wouldn't argue with that. And you heard we had Steve Dwyer, who is the VP Operations and the National Purchasing Manager for Ryland Homes, on our executive panel, mm-hmm. along with the gentleman from Post Properties and of course, Armstrong and Mohawk. You saw that panel.
Right.
And he was fairly bullish on it. Thinks it'll be a land story, and those that have the capital and the wherewithal and the relationships to take land, that's what they're looking at now. I also thought it was interesting his comments about how he sees the new home competing with these foreclosures that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And they believe very strongly that the new home purchaser is not a foreclosure purchaser, that they're not the same. While you have to look at that from a demographic inventory standpoint, that's not what today's buyer wants, according to some of these big builders, which is positive.
Yeah, actually, if the price per foot is at parity, you'd probably want a newer unit as far as efficiencies of HVAC and insulation factors. It just makes sense that if you're going to pay the same price per square foot, it might be better to be something new.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People want the stainless steel appliances. They, you know, granite's become almost like a standard today on the countertops. New flooring, Energy Star appliances, as you say, things like that. Yeah, it definitely matters. That's not to discount foreclosures. It's a major impact on today's market, but it's not the whole story.
Right, right. All right, guys, I appreciate you spending time with us. I did want to catch up with you and give our listeners a chance to hear a little bit about your meeting. So we've been talking to Jay Smith, who's president of FEI Group, and with Graham Howerton, vice president, who focused on the multifamily side, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.